It's Ella and Mia here, and we are so excited to be your hosts for Great Stories, a podcast by Mills & Lewis SA. Hearing stories from the wonderful Mills & Lewis SA team and seeing the benefits this service provides in the community led us to create a space where people can gain insight into the values and histories behind our organisation.
This is what this podcast is all about, sharing knowledge and inspirational stories by learning about the values of Mills & Lewis with all of you. Each month we post two new episodes, one full length and one shorter episode, which we call Bite Size. These are released on the 1st and 15th of every month. Let's get into it. Hi everyone and welcome to our latest episode of Great Stories. For this fortnightly episode, we wanted to discuss the benefits of craft activities in your older age. There are many improvements that you can make in your social, physical, and mental wellness just by engaging in craft every now and then. And so throughout this episode, we are going to take you through each type of health benefit, and we hope that you enjoy listening and maybe learn something. So let's get into it.
Engaging in craft activities can help to greatly improve your physical health, in particular your fine motor skills. If you aren't aware, your fine motor skills are the type of coordination that involves the movement of small muscles in the hands, fingers, and eyes. And these skills include buttoning a shirt, colouring in the lines of a picture, or unlocking a door. And researchers found that aging is linked to the decline of these fine motor skills due to tremors that prevent the accuracy needed to do these activities. However, it has also been proven that craft activities can help to improve dexterity, strength, and a range of fine motor skills in older people, and it has been used in occupational therapy. Doing craft, such as knitting or crocheting, is also beneficial for symptoms of carpal tunnel and arthritis, as the constant movement of the small muscles in the hands and fingers prevent them from stiffening up. However, doing these activities for an extended period of time can cause the hands to hurt, so these activities should be undertaken with this in mind and in short bursts of time. That was so shit. I feel like I should redo the whole thing again.
No, that's fine. Should I, spend more time with grandchildren? Should I say, like, my grandma does crochet?
Oh my god, yeah. Oh my god, yeah.
Okay. How do I start that? With crocheting in particular, my grandma does a lot of crocheting, and sometimes when I go to her house she's doing it, and it's kind of become something that we've bonded over a little bit, and I've started doing it because of seeing her, and she's kind of showed me how to do it and kind of what I've said kind of a lot and she showed me how to do it, and it sparked some conversations. So I think it's also really helpful, not only for your physical strength of, like, moving your hands and dexterity and things like that, but also bonding with people and kind of finding that communication. I know that she's also involved in a group. They make blankets for people, and so there's kind of that social interaction there as well, which we'll talk about a little bit more later.
Yeah, my grandma as well, she does, when I was younger, she did a lot of knitting, and it's really fun because every time I find one of the beanies or the socks that she made, it kind of brings back memories of that time and learning with her. So it really is more than just a physical activity.
Yeah, it's really nice, not only for that, like, grandparents, but for us kind of looking, being able to look back, and if we use these skills in the future, we know, like, where they've come from, mm-hmm. and kind of having that
connection.
Yeah, I think it's really nice.
Definitely.
Partaking in a creative activity, ranging from painting to cross-stitching to pottery, is extremely beneficial in terms of maintaining a positive mental health and upholding cognitive functions. Neuroscientific studies have shown that creative centers in the brain are the last to deteriorate, and therefore people suffering from brain conditions such as dementia are still able to grow and strengthen their creative abilities. That's really cool.
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I did know that. People can still play the piano. If they knew how to play the piano, they can play the piano.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah. Crafts also stimulate various centers of the brain, which may not be usually activated in everyday life, which ultimately improves one's mental well-being. Many health experts believe that completing craft activities can also reduce the possibility of developing cognitive impairments, such as memory loss or concentration struggles, by 50%, and has also shown to aid those suffering from some mental health disorders and diseases, such as anxiety, depression, and even chronic pain. Although there is a limited amount of research conducted on the benefit of craft on the brain, experts are beginning to understand that completing a crossword can have the same effect on the brain as completing a complex patterned quilt, with other scientists concluding that one can achieve the same benefits of relaxation and zen that one usually achieves from meditation or yoga as someone else achieves from painting or drawing.
Due to the increased development of osteoarthritis as we age, which is a degenerative joint disease in which the tissue in between our joints diminish, completing crafts such as knitting promotes the recurrent activation of our hand joints, therefore alleviating some of the pain from this disease. And osteoarthritis is the most common joint problem among people over 55, with 80% of this population being affected. And in fact, a study conducted which analysed the result of the daily morning knitting of an 86-year-old woman resulted in a 50% improvement in daily pain and joint stiffness of her bilateral osteoarthritis in her fingers, and she had been suffering from this disease for over 40 years, so it's quite a transformation. And the repetitive motion of knitting, among other craft activities, also activates the parasympathetic nervous system, which dominates in your resting conditions, which promotes a sense of tranquility within you.
I know for my grandma that when she does crocheting, she kind of does it whenever she feels stressed or anxious about anything, and it kind of gets her into this nice, like, calm place. And I think for me, not that I do it for that reason, but you pass a lot of time doing it. It's just kind of comforting a little bit.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I see that.
And it really takes your mind off whatever you've been thinking about, because you have to concentrate, I guess, quite on, like, a complex pattern. So it's really good.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Craft doesn't really have to solely consist of painting or drawing. There are a number of craft pathways which a person can explore that are often quite neglected. These include activities such as flower arranging, paper craft such as origami, jewellery making, sewing, pottery or ceramics, candle making and paper mache are great creative outlets which allow a person to express themselves or their emotions through their art, as well as discovering new techniques and things about oneself. Also, I know I've mentioned this before, but there's a kind of an adult course center. They do like courses, and I went through the booklet. It's called WEA, and I went through the booklet, and they included like painting classes and pottery, and yeah, there's a lot of things there. So if you're interested in kind of starting craft, oh yeah, there's different knitting courses or crocheting courses depending on your skill level. So if you're interested in doing some of these craft activities and you think that would be beneficial for you, but you don't have the skill set yet and you feel like you need to learn, that's a good place to go.
Chronic stress is a gateway to many illnesses, not only mental but also physical, so by completing arts and crafts, it allows a person to partially manage these emotions and stresses by serving as a sort of outlet to channel their feelings into a project which can, like, engross them, I guess, and take their mind off their stresses, which ultimately strengthens their mental health.
Yeah, like we said a little bit before, briefly, participating in craft activities is a great way to develop new friendships or heighten one's daily or weekly social interactions. And this is really critical to maintaining stable mental health. Social interaction eases stress and anxiety and provides a sense of support and connection, allowing pent-up feelings or emotions to be expressed. Socializing releases endorphins within one's body, and this is really helpful because as loneliness can be a major factor in many people's lives and really negatively impact their mental health, these endorphins allow for a more positive and optimistic output.
Arts and crafts also can foster a sense of community, instilling a sense of belonging and acceptance in a person. And this social interaction also encourages communication, which may be a dormant factor in many people's lives. As they get older, if they're maybe living by themselves or they don't see their loved ones as often. So it can really boost one's quality of life and really immensely impact on their physical and mental health, as it provides a sort of purpose to their day and something to look forward to. In most cases, by contacting your local council or community centre, you're able to find out if there are any community or craft activity groups, which most of the time there are. And this way, you have an opportunity to meet other people with a common interest, and you can even revive some of your older hobbies that you may have participated in during your younger years.
Some communities may even provide art therapy lessons or courses, and art therapy is a therapeutic outlet for individuals to express their emotions and in many cases pain through a creative process. And this also allows the exploration of new perspectives and understandings. Participants will be met with a professional in the field who, rather than teaching them how to paint or draw well, helps them to identify from where their distress is stemming. A study conducted in 2013 that evaluated the effects of art therapy on cancer patients unearthed that 92% of participants found that the nonverbal physical aspects of the activities encouraged verbal support. Additionally, a study conducted which investigated the effect on art therapy on the emotions of women suffering from breast cancer found that women who were able and willing to accept their emotions were less distressed and had lessened sickness symptoms. The art therapist participating in the study guided the women to identify the location of the distress in their body and use their paintings or drawing as an outlet for this pain, with the overall goal of developing a distress tolerance. This form of art therapy allowed participants to better identify where the pain was coming from and to express emotions which they may not audibly be able to express. That's really interesting.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I've never thought of that before.
By completing arts and crafts, it also provides someone with a sense of accomplishment and self-worth, as you're setting goals and then achieving these goals. So it really boosts a person's confidence in the sense that they're able to accomplish difficult activities, and it encourages them to pursue other projects which may be a bit more challenging. Due to aging, our physical abilities can begin to erode, which diminishes our self-esteem sometimes. However, having the ability to complete these intricate tasks, such as cross-stitching or drawing, can enhance our self-efficacy, which psychologists actually believe is key to maintaining a positive attitude when approaching new challenges and overcoming disappointments.
So overall, partaking in arts and crafts can open new doorways in attaining an improved physical and mental health, acting as an outlet for built-up emotions which we may not have the verbal capacity to express. So it's definitely something that's really beneficial and helpful in so many ways, and
I think it's neglected within our society.
Yeah.
A lot of people tend to forget that it's there, or forget that it's an option for them.
Or it's thought of something like arts and crafts, little kids, or like old people. Yeah.
So,
but
it's definitely worth
Taking part. Yeah. So definitely have a little think about it. I feel like everyone has some sort of craft that they would like doing. I mean, you've done it when you were a kid, so
yeah. Yeah, it's not like you have to be an artist or be really, really good at it. It's just something that you like and that you're interested in, and you don't have to show it off. You can just keep it to yourself and have it as a sort of little self-achievement, I guess.
Yeah. Or even if it's not like a hobby that you do regularly, but just something that you can kind of fall back on when you're feeling a bit stressed or down.
Yeah, takes your mind off your issues.
Yeah. So we definitely recommend having a think about doing some sort of craft or art if you don't already. Yeah. We hope you enjoy this episode. And
we'll be back
next fortnight. Have a good couple weeks.
Bye. Thank you for listening to our episode and learning a bit about Mills and Will's essay. We look forward to seeing you next fortnight.
If you have any questions or comments or even ideas for future episodes, please get in contact with us at ella@millsandwillsessay.org.au. Until next time, have a great few weeks.